Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is Crew Chief.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Crew Chief, a.k.a. Trevor Posse, representing Florida, the South, baby. This GrudgeInc Radio, let's do it.
Crew Chief, how are you? Okay, guys, give me just a moment to find Crew Chief.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment. Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment. Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment. Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us.
Welcome back, everyone. I have Miss B and T5 and Seth and Chris on the line, and Jamie.
That's
how are you all doing today?
Hey, that's
Tepper.
All
Hello?
Yep.
I'm doing a roll call. Chris with Bad Influence.
I'm out.
Jamie with Bam Bam.
Yeah, I'm here.
T5 with Kelly Racing.
Yeah, what's that?
And my main man, Sarah with Goldie.
Not on yet, Miss B.
Goldie's not on?
No, ma'am.
He still off? Or he didn't answer?
I don't think he ever answered. Hey, just send me his number again. I'll call back.
All right. T5, go ahead. Lady A, pull me in the private room so I can give you that number. Go ahead and talk, T5.
Okay.
Hey, Jenny, you got that street call figured out yet, Jenny? Have I got what? You got that street car figured out?
Man, T5, boy, I've been having so much trouble, man, with both of these things, man. Then it look like it's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to be rough on me, boy.
Okay, you know what? I ain't going to bother you about that street car.
It's
going to
be rough,
trouble.
Man. They're going to be there, but I can't be in the position that I want to be in because I ain't going to be tested. If it ain't going to rain tomorrow, I'm going to be at the track to test tomorrow. And then I got to go to, I can't test Friday because I got to go to Mississippi to pick my kids up. And, shit, I'm going to be tested down there if it don't rain tomorrow. But if it don't rain tomorrow, you know, I know where I'm at. But as of right now, need a car, I don't know where I'm at. So I ain't as hype as I would be.
I hear you. Well, I got one thing for you, Jamie. You going to have your kids with you down to Macon?
Man, I'm gonna need a school bus. I'm gonna have so many kids down there.
Hey, listen, Jamie, it's bad to bring your kids to the racetrack when you finna get your asshole blowed out.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that. I promise that. Yeah, I'm gonna have my little boy that put me in the groove.
since I'm damn near
gonna be down there by myself, I'm gonna have my little boy out there. I'm gonna have him put me in the groove.
Hey, Jamie, that'd be the best thing you're doing all day now, and have your little boy put you in the groove now. But when it's time for that four-car shootout, you know what happened. Now, we friends now. When we get on that racetrack, I'm going straight to your ass. You already know that.
Hey, T5, me and you, all right, you know what I'm saying? But there's one guy on this phone, man, you know, that I've seen today. I think I want to pull his name first, you know what I mean? But I ain't going to say no name, T5. But he was a light-skinned fella. Still a light-skinned fella.
Oh, he didn't get on yet. You want to be called my Chevy?
Yeah,
the only person that got on with him is Chris. And you see, he quiet in the church now. This man going to send me a picture, Jamie. He sent me a picture of his car doing a wheel stand to my downgrade crazy. Jamie, you ever seen a car go across the finish line and out?
I saw
well,
the video,
said,
man.
But, hey, T5, I think I talked to the Gallon Girls up there, though.
Hey, man, listen, man. All the ass you're gonna be getting on is your own ass, cause you wanna line up with that motherfucker.
But T5.
Yeah.
T5, I did drive that car around, you know, down Gordon Highway today. It did feel good though, but you know, I couldn't hit the notch because I ain't waiting no speeding tickets. I drove that vet,
well,
you know, Gordon Highway today though.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
You was doing the best thing, driving that motherfucker around on Gordon Highway. That's all you need to do is keep driving that bitch around on Gordon Highway, and you'll be all right. Because you bring that bitch to the road track, we're going to knock your goddamn head off.
Grudge Highway, man, Grudge.
Oh, I got to say Gordon Highway. I didn't say this shit. Grudge Highway, Gordon Highway, all them bitches still the same.
What y'all waiting on to get said on this phone? That's the name I want to pull first.
Hey, listen. Jamie, you know how you fell out when Cold Killer, you know how you fell out when Cold Killer got that white boy? Your ass is going to fall out the same way when little Gap goddamn said it, because Tony said, you going to have his money. He ain't tell me how much he going to bet yet, but But he just ain't better than that. And I'm going to tell you right there now. When Lil got that bitch, I'm going to want you to fall out just like you fell out when Lil got, when Cold Killer got the white boy. So it's going to be a bat now. Lil done got that it. Bitch.
Prime time going to lock down both tracks that day. Union,
shit.
And I'm going to lock down make. I mean, it's in the making.
Man, that's pretty deep, doesn't it?
It's in the making, man. I mean, it's in the making, dog.
Damn it, we having a street car shootout that you supposed to have a vet down there in. That your ass sound like you're scared to goddamn get down there. Then you're supposed to be in the food car shootout with me, Chris. Hold on, with me, Chris, Goldie, and yourself with Peppers, because it ain't Bam Bam, but it don't hit hard. And then we're supposed to have a good. Now, to be told, said he want both of them red bitches. So, you know, after the shootout, we going to damn sure give it to him. And then another thing, we got Tony Rice. So he coming in, any bitch on 28 and 29, he going to kill.
Who said that?
Tony Rice. Left a message. That's a fucking message. Say he coming in there, and any bitch on 28 and 29, he going to kill.
T5, listen, I heard on Dog's show when Dog drawed on you know how you felt when you was untested. You know the feeling?
Hey,
you know when Dog drawed on you? But guess what, T5?
No, Jamie, I wasn't untested. We were still working at Turner Riches at the time. So it wasn't that I wasn't tested. I wasn't together yet.
T5, I'm not together yet either. But I'm going to be together. But guess what? I'm coming out again. I'm going to win that four-car shootout and the three-car shootout.
Only you getting in there because it's four-car. You ain't got damn no win. You ain't got no win, period. Not with no small block.
Man, bad as luck as I've been having, I wish it was just two-car shootout. Because, shit, it look like I can make but one pass.
Hey, that's what I'm going to tell you now. Hey, at the end of this damn show, sad, right? I'm going to give you that business card with them three letters on it that's going to say PRD on it. And I guarantee you're going to be able to make more than one goddamn pad now.
Hey, I got me a man now. I got my man. I think I got it figured out, T5.
Okay. Listen,
and I hope whoever name I pull, I'm gonna show you how I got to figure
it out. Hey, I can tell you one goddamn thing. It ain't gonna be like the last showdown in Memphis. Some of the bitch pulls you start a while. We going straight to your bitch ass. There ain't no damn bitch pulling nobody start a while. Ain't nobody getting no goddamn back. What?
You see when Bam Bam made his debut last time. Where did it make it at? Where did it make its debut at when I brought it back out? At Macon, right?
Yeah, you made a debut at Macon. So,
all right, but and who took on that money?
I don't remember what happened, but I do know you made a debut at Macon. I don't remember.
Look at that promo. Well, look at one of them promos on there. It's on there. When me and Tony was in the finals.
Man, you and Tony just like Fast in the Furious, man. Hey, one of y'all is bomb and one of y'all other buddies. Somebody got their feet off the gas. Don't even worry about it. Hey, ain't no Tony that the weekend. It's four grown men and one of them bitches is gonna be left standing. And I guarantee it ain't gonna be goddamn five times.
It's gonna be a hole in my flowboat this time.
It's gonna be a what?
A hole in my flowboat.
I hold him in your front row.
You damn right it is. I'm going to put that bitch all the way through with a moat at.
Hey, listen. That's the best thing for you to do. They call it Bam Bam. We don't call you Pebbles. You got the right name and the right thing going on. Putting your feet through the floor. That's
boy,
all you got to do.
Boy, I ain't never been so caught. I'm so excited about Saturday, man. I don't know what the hell to do.
Hey, Jamie, I'm going to tell you the same thing Sam told me. You know after the shootout, if that bitch still running, and you got up, brother, you know you can line up for a little small bank change, huh?
Man, I'm going to get you some Tylenol and all while I'm in the drugstore right now, man. When you pass the hell out, when I beat your ass, what kind of meds do you want?
Look,
you beat your dope
that's all you got to do now.
Hey, I'm in the pharmacy right now.
Hey, you in the right place, so you going to pick up that feeling and you going to be the cool boy. You got down. You in the right place to get some shit for yourself.
Hey, Chris, I'm in the pharmacy now, man. I'm going to get this man some goddamn medicine for this headache that he's going to have come set.
Hey, get a thing of pepper on this mall, too. Hey, you know, I'll be hooked up for me. You know what I mean?
Hey, I ain't got the kids going to have them. When I put that W on, that's going to be his Pepto Bismol.
Man, how are you going to put a W on if you write that bitch on your window, Jack? Listen, the only way you get a W this weekend if you write that bitch on your window. With one of them places, you know, probably $5 you're going to get a W this weekend. Jay?
What are you talking about?
Hey, good. I'm talking to Jamie, and you goddamn acting like you an owl. If you acting like you an owl, goddamn, got to try to your ass, too.
All right. I want to marry a few words, but everybody been saying that night.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that shit, man. We
I know
good.
That. But that's going to be a long boy that ride back to there. That's going to be a long boy that ride back down on 75.
Well, guess what? I don't put out 75, so I know you fucked up. And the next thing I'm going to tell you is this now. That's that, Chris.
Huh?
You, Jamie, and Shay, y'all going to be some motherfucking sad-ass motherfuckers going back to goddamn Burt Cotter, boy. I can tell you, when goddamn no goddamn script that thing is going, and goddamn Jamie getting knocked out the door, huh?
Hey.
I mean, Chris, it's going to be a sad day for y'all.
T5, I can't even sell a car, man, right up a, I can't even sell a car right up to the sale, man, from said. I mean, I can't even concentrate on work, man. He up here being nosy, man, worrying about what he gonna, what I'm doing up here, man. I mean, look at that man drive trucks. His truck ain't been on the road all week. He been up at the damn color.
T5, I just talk
said how to write a bill of sale, man. Right out of receipt.
hey, that sound like a man. That sound like a man that wants your ass, Danny.
That man worried.
He wants your ass.
That man worried, man.
Hey, see, they got some problems that we worried about. Now, that motherfucker ain't taking no gas. He on that motherfucker talk. He just got that chair like he got Zilla talk. He gonna fuck me and Lord. You better get that motherfucker to take some gas. Him and goddamn Phil. Him and Phil and Dub better help him find out how to take that gas to that bitch.
Yeah, they out there running on two systems like they like, you know. Man, shit. I wish they would run two systems on me.
I ain't got but two, Jam. I'm gonna put it right on your ass, man.
T5, when I get past the 60 footer to the 330, if you ain't in my paint, shit, man, you might all be pulling the shoe. Cause
Daddy,
making that goddamn much stuff.
Hey, you gonna be behind from the railroad too, Jamie, so you ain't gotta worry about the 330.
Oh Lord have mercy. This man here drunk. You drunk already, man. Hey, do all the drink, don't drink fries. You could drink up to the day of tomorrow, but don't drink fries, because you already damn drunk.
Hey, we get Coochie back on the phone, yeah, let it. Why Jamie on here goddamn said me goddamn broken promises.
Lord have mercy. Man, y'all look at me so I can't talk like I want to talk. God damn.
Go ahead and go in the bathroom. I do it all the time. They just think that you're talking to that to yourself. Yo. Yo. Hey, man, we done said it like 2 days this show, man. Jamie on here said broken promises. Chris on here trying to sell a cigar off, and we don't know what the hell said that. He over there somewhere trying to get that damn Malibu to take some gas.
Hey, man, hey. I heard Trigger Man saying something about he was in there trying to get some medicine.
Who is this?
He better get some. Man, it's Coochie, man.
Oh, Coochie, yeah, I'm in the pharmacy, man. I'm trying to get these guys some, you know, get these guys something for a headache and all, you know, upset stomach.
Well, grab you some preparation A while you in there, goddamn it, because you don't need it.
Hey,
grab you some preparation A if you're going to need it. I promise you that. Hey, you trying to get Tylenol and all the other shit? Man, listen, Tylenol, at least in your world, you need to be trying to get you some preparation H. Wait, Lady A, I need Lady A to cue the preparation H commercial for you. That's what y'all motherfuckers going to need. It's a goddamn shame you got three cars gonna be in that shootout that live in Burke County right now, and ain't damn one of them motherfuckers going back with the wind. That's the bullshit right there. You got one car that's coming out of Florida that don't give a fuck about none of the three cars, and that's a goddamn shame, man. Y'all ought to be ashamed of y'all.
Ain't that wrong wishful thinking, Coochie?
It's your life, man. Coochie,
This is what y'all need to do. Y'all need to take Chris Motor and put it in Trigger Man car, and take Golden Tires and put them on Trigger Man car. Let Trigger Man drive that shit. Y'all might have a chance.
Hey,
all the rest of the other shit, y'all peace out. Man, y'all
ain't
got y'all
stuff
nothing but a bucket of
shit. Y'all in the way, man. Yo. After you see Bam Bam, you ain't gonna own that truck.
Man,
after you see
listen, man. If I come in there that week, if I come in there this weekend with that motherfucking truck, boy, I'm gonna stick my finger in Bam Bam ass. You can believe that.
Well, hey, crew chief, don't make me call Lil Red Riding Hood.
Man, I don't give a. Just let me know what money y'all got. If y'all got the big block in there, I don't want none. Y'all got the small block in there, fuck.
Don't make me call Lil Red Riding Hood.
You heard what I said, right?
You
as long as
right
y'all got the small block in there, I don't give a damn about it. If y'all don't put that big block in there, I don't want. I'm straight, bro. Y'all got a small block.
Hey, crew chief, hold on. If they got the big block in there,
you never
look
up on
it.
You never looked up on the hood last time. You won't look up under the nest.
Man, listen.
Hey,
when my partner looked up under that, y'all had that all aluminum mold in that motherfucker. So, like I said, y'all got the big block in that motherfucker. I don't want that trouble. Y'all got a small block. Y'all come on. I tell y'all what y'all do. Huh?
Small block.
Man, listen, if y'all got a big block in that bitch, y'all give me the back side and I don't give a fuck about it.
Crew chief, you ain't never look up on the hood. When we ran, you ain't look up on the hood. When I ain't look up on your hood. When we ran at Jackson, we ain't look up on your hood.
Man,
dude.
Listen, bro. I'm going to tell you again. If y'all got
stop
a small
crying,
block,
man.
All I need to know is y'all got a small block. And on your ass I go. I don't give a fuck about Lil Red Riding Hood. I don't care how much gas y'all put on that bitch. I don't care how many followers y'all put on that motherfucker. I don't care what tire, how many sets of tires y'all put on that motherfucker. And I don't care. Man, listen, I do not care nothing about that truck. That truck don't impress me. No way, shape, form, or fashion. No shape, form, or fashion. So, this weekend right here, I come in there with that truck this weekend. Man, motherfuck Bam Bam. I don't give a fuck about Bam Bam. Lil Red Riding Hood, Fred Flintstone, Barney Rubble, and now one of them other motherfuckers.
Boy, you disrespecting it. You disrespecting
man,
me.
Man, I don't give a fuck. Listen, my youth, I don't give a damn, my youth. Damn a Burke County, damn a Mississippi, damn a Lil Red, damn a Bam Bam, damn a 007, damn all that shit.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to put my phone on mute for a minute, man. Let me pay for this stuff, y'all. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, yes, that's what you got to do.
Hey, Coochie, she can get her day on. Did she get a fan on the phone?
Let me see what's up right now. Let me see if I can get it real quick for you. Let's see if I can get it. Give me two shakes.
T5.
Oh, there you go right there.
T5.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Ms. B.
Hey, that's going to be a negative.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, try it twice.
Oh, poor baby can't come out and play. Somebody hurt his feelings.
Ms. B, what kind of show you going to have down there this weekend? We need to know what you got going on there. Me and Trigger Man and Chris Jones sort of had a little, you know, little spill on it. We want to hear what you got to say. You know, we want to hear the latest side of this thing.
Okay. Well, from a lady's perspective, from my side, man, it's going to be a lot of fun and enjoyment. It's going to be real good. It's a lot of guys that's actually going to be out there. So the thing is, y'all from Burke County, y'all come into someone else area. So those boys, now y'all better be on your T's and Q's because those boys, they ready. And they coming to see what y'all got. And let y'all know, hey, y'all just can't come in that easy and move in over. But since y'all want to, we're going to let y'all come on down. But most of the guys, they're excited about the street car race.
Hey, Ms. B.
What's up?
Man, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm on the road, right? I'm on the road working, right?
And
I see some of the most amazing things while I'm on this road.
What you just saw?
Listen, man, I just pulled up to my next stop, right? I see a dude got a three-wheel bicycle with a Cutlass. He got a 1985 Cutlass budget seat on it. Hooked up with a bar grill. Man got a bar grill on the back of selling barbecue ribs off the back in the rain.
Nah, no way.
Man, bullshit, he's not, man. I'm gonna take a picture of him, mofo.
Hey, tell him to come on down to make it this weekend, man. Put him in the trailer with your coochie. Come bring him on down to make it with that bicycle.
Man, if
okay,
if he coming to make it this weekend, he gotta leave now. He gotta start riding now. No, we ain't got no room in the trailer.
No, you bring him with you.
Bring him with me. Man, I ain't got no room for no grill. But go back to what you were saying, Miss B. Hey, in the motherfucker got a drive through. Motherfucker pulling up to the grill in the car, putting their window down. Kiss my ass. Get the fuck out of here.
You stupid, man. You need to report that.
Listen, man, the man, they pulling up to the back of the man's bicycle, putting the window down, placing orders, man. Oh,
wow.
Man. Here's my ass. Man, this white guy just got out, looked like Johnny Real Tree, man. White dude looks just like Johnny Real Tree, man. With the hat on the whole nine. Only in America. God damn.
You need to make sure you report that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take a picture of this joke. You think I'm playing? I'm dead serious. I'm going to get out, stand right in front of him with my phone, and take a picture of it. Nah, I'm good, man. Watch this. Y'all think I'm playing. Watch this. I know y'all think I'm playing.
What's up with your show?
I got chicken, I got pork kebab.
You got pork kish kebab.
I got pork and I got chicken. That's for brilliant. Yeah, okay. $3 only, Bobby. It melts in your mouth.
$3 only to melt in my mouth?
Yeah.
Smell good.
And you been having none of that food?
Yeah.
It's good, yo. You like it.
All right, let me finish my stop over here. Let me do my stop.
Go ahead, Bobby.
You text back with Texas, man. You ain't gotta worry about me buying none. Man, got bacon pit bulls on the stick. I'm straight. I'm cool. But let's go back to the grill talk, Miss B. Go ahead, you got the mic, baby. I'm sorry, I ain't even gonna hold you up. Go ahead.
It's okay. I probably would have interrupted for something like that too, but like I was saying, that king of the street shootout, you got a lot of boys from this area. They've been talking about it, they've been getting their cars ready, they've been calling me or whatever, wanna know the steal. So the boys with the street cars, they out for you. Now, to this baddest of the baddest on 28th and 29th, you got a lot of people excited about that too, because there's no steal on what kind of car it is, as long as you, not just only no turbos, no tested cars, and then it's suspension, the $50 buy-in. So you won't have all different types of cars that's going to get in there. I'm kind of excited about one, but I don't know if they're going to have it together yet, but they're in the process. They said as long as Friday comes and everything goes in correctly, they will be there Saturday to start some trouble with somebody. So with this one, it's kind of like you show up and you run what you run. If I feel like I can get with you, then I'm going to holler at you, try to lock you in for something. We ain't trying to pay each other heads off. Get out there and grill for a little chit chain, talk some noise, and then go back to doing what we do. So one day of fun, of fellowship, and showing unity between racers that's actually willing and ready to race stuff. And that's what it's going to be. We're going to have some fun. We're going to have the grills out there. Most of everybody's family is going to be there, so this is kind of new. I know a lot of my family is going to be there that has never been to a race before, ever. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Miss B, I ain't trying to cut you off again. I got a quick question, right? You know,
yes,
I'm going to be to the track. I'm going to be to the track pretty much from the time it closes to the time, from the time it opens to the time it closes, right?
Okay.
I just need to know one thing, man. I might be looking for me a girl. I get lonely sometimes, and I need a little company, man. You know, I might be looking for me a girlfriend at the track. You know, am I going to be able to find one of them out there?
You know what? That's the good thing about it, because we only charging the women $15, and I'm talking about I got a whole boatload of women coming. So I've been showing them pictures of y'all on the promo and on YouTube. So once you get there, you see them. I'll let you know what's what, whatever. You're going for that. But I promise you, a lot of women actually come to see y'all race. I'm telling you, it's going to be. Hopefully, this will be one of the races where you got more women than men. Y'all ain't going to like it.
Hey, Miss B, you telling me y'all didn't go get my braids done then? I was telling you, you go get braided up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the
Twinkle
Eyes.
Twinkle Eyes. That's Twinkle Eyes.
You got two
of them. Hey, listen. Yeah, man. I need to get me some fresh Vaseline, put in these hazels, and some fresh corn rolls.
Listen. Don't nobody get upset, but, Lo, somebody was really digging you last night, dog.
Hey, Lo, don't do that, Miss V. Cut that shit out, man. Do not do that. Hey, Lo was dirty, dog. Don't do that, bro. Why you doing that, man? I can't take your ass nowhere, man. Y'all mute his mic, man. You can't take this joke here nowhere. He on the show out, man. Everybody know you got them light ass eyes, man. Some my Vaseline and corn rolls and shit.
But
Lo,
let Twinkle Eyes get his eyes right so he can hypnotize somebody. Listen, if you guys come in on Friday, can y'all kind of let me know, because right now we got rain for Friday, but we still going to try to be open for those four hours so you guys can test me tune with me coming. I know most of the local guys are going, but for the people who coming in from out of town, Miss B got a treat for y'all, so she needs to know, you know, what y'all going to do. She's going to try to treat y'all to a little dinner, you know, get y'all around some people, actually show y'all some little hospitality pay for y'all coming and actually deciding to
stay. Hey, you can count me in. I don't know about nobody else. I could be the only motherfucker come from out of town.
Hey.
You can count me in.
Hey, bro, I'm going to do some push-ups right now.
You been doing the push-up right now?
I'll do the push-up right now.
I know for a fact, crew chief Big Lo, will be there.
Do you hear me?
Yeah. But, you guys, I enjoy y'all. Y'all know I like being around y'all. I really look at y'all like y'all family anyway. That's kind of what I'm kind of glad we all doing, that we actually coming together and we're going to have a good time and, you know, and just do what we do and be normal people and go from there.
Hey, Ms. B.
Yes, sir?
Ms. B, this is what I want you to do, right? This is what I want you to do. I want you to take the baddest chick that you're going to have come to the track, right? The baddest female that you're going to have come to the track that you know of, they're going to come to the track, right? Every time, anybody out of our camp cut the W on, I want her to come over there, get a winner a hug, and let us take a picture.
Well, listen, I do you better than that. I have five. How about that?
Damn, shit, yeah.
All right, well, let me just pick mine off top and then, hey, I'll pick mine off top and, you know, I'm going to, you know, hey, like I say, I'm trying to find me a girlfriend, you know what I mean? I ain't got no girlfriend.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Me and Arnold, you're going to know them
because we all going to be in tank tops, and they all my sisters and my cousins, so these are going to be my relatives.
Man, you want me to do your family like that?
You already my family.
Oh, man, this is off, man. Shit. All right, well. I'm going to take your word for
you
it.
You want a foot
jacket?
No, I don't mess with nothing dragging. No foot dragging, no arm dragging, no leg dragging, nothing.
But I'm going to take your word for it on this and this B. If it don't, hey, if I got any complaints, I will be sure to address the HR department. And we're going to have a serious conversation about whatever. But let me down. That's all
y'all
I can
coming
say.
In Friday, so y'all going to be around on Friday. They're going to be with me Friday. We all going to be together and hang out and show you what we do. So that's why I said y'all let me know who coming in, because me, my sister, my cousin, we're going to accommodate y'all. We're going to treat y'all just to show y'all that a group of people can be together and have fun and socialize.
Oh yeah. How many of them drink alcohol?
Probably 92%.
Okay, that's all I need to know. I don't drink alcohol. I drink Shirley Temple. You know, give me a Shirley Temple, a little, you know what I'm saying, a little Sprite with a little cherry flavor in it, a little cherry in it, I'm good. I'm a non-alcoholic. So I need somebody who's going to be an alcoholic. That way they can help me, you know, push me under the influence to start drinking, and we can make some things happen. You know, we can have us a good time.
You never heard of a natural high?
Who? I ain't never been high a day of my life. Only time I get high is when I let that button go.
No, it's a natural high, means no alcohol, no nothing.
No, man. I get high is when I let that button go. And when I get to the return road to turn around, I sound like I'm on a wheel of fortune. Tick, 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 tick. You know what I mean?
Listen, let's get back to racing. Well, I put one
hey.
On the phone for you right now, so she'll hush you up.
Hey, not on the air. Hey, you ain't got to put everybody in my business. You ain't got to put everybody in my business. But we're going to handle that, though. We're going to get back to
okay.
The grudge talk.
Yeah, get back to the
grudge
talk.
Well, you go ahead and start the grudge talk. I'm going to go ahead and finish this talk up. And I'm going to go ahead and take a picture of my man over here with the vibe, with the grill and stuff to it. And then I'm going to put that shit on grudge racing so that everybody see how I ain't helping.
Okay, I'm going to do my prediction. I was on the my prediction at the four-car shootout. That's going to be a hard one, but if I had to choose the final two cars, never mind, I ain't going to say. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to write down on the paper, and I'm just going to get the wild man, too. I'm going to keep Wild King to myself.
Hey, do another one.
You gotta call him Twinkle
Eye. No, I ain't calling no Twinkle Eye. That's a little bummer, dude. Hey, good news. Hey, Brad, they're talking really crazy, boy. Tony done built a sign part and all.
I
tell you
guys.
Yes. Hey, T-Bar. Hey, Pa. Hey, Pa. Hey, man. Call Dub and tell Dub he still got time to put that small block in there. Back in there, man. He still got time to put that small block in there and come back, man. He might go faster with that small block than he do with that big block. His ass in trouble. His ass ain't worth the quarter.
Hey, man, Tony just told me to call him. We got a bet. He like Goldie. So, still got 28 on? I said, yeah, he still got 28 on. It's early. Let him have
the
money. I like Goldie.
Shit. Play for it.
Okay. So, he got that. Yeah, Tony, he got that.
Nah,
I'm about like, Lulu, don't hear. Nope. Hello? Man, goddamn, whatever. You did everybody mic at one time?
Nope.
I don't know.
Man, who that is, Chris?
Who that is? Bad and
sure.
Hey,
that
man.
Right?
That,
tell them boys you going to do to them with that car standing up. Tell them what you going to do.
Like I tell another test fans, like I said, I'm a man of few words. I ain't got much to say, but it will show Saturday night.
Shit. Well, I don't know what they say.
Hey, that's what you gonna say? I turned W on, man. Shit. That's what I want to hear. We turned W on. That's exactly what you gonna say.
Hey,
man. I'm gonna say, man. Shit. T5 could have let off at a 3:30 on that motherfucker.
Yeah, he's going to have to, because he's going to be behind. I already told you.
I don't know. He's going outdoors, so y'all better be careful.
Play the game. Listen, man, we ain't worried about your driver. Listen, we ain't worried about the driver. That we ain't worried about.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's from behind shit, from the beginning, ain't worth a fuck. And if you like that motherfucker, and if that bitch strike a flame before 2-5, only thing that means your ass ain't get drove by.
When your car light up, that bitch go slower, man.
For some reason, when that bitch light up, that
motherfucker
go slower, man.
What I just said?
You know, hey.
They could shut down at 3:30. It won't be because you've been front, because you be behind. There ain't no way you can catch up.
Oh, shit. Here we go with this shit, man. Here we go with this
Hey, Chris, you already know. You know, matter of fact, I think you behind the eight ball, so you can take them two and make them two look like folks, Chris. And you know what I'm talking about.
Like I said, you will see.
Hey, Chris, make them two look like folks.
Hey, man.
On the
hey,
side. Make them two look like folks. Yeah.
Chris,
Chris is putting on his maxi pad right now.
Y'all leave Goldie locked alone. Say don't get on the phone because he already know what that ass woman feel like. It feels the same way it felt when it was happening in Bradenton without the accident. So, you know what that ass woman feel like.
T5, can you do me a favor?
I'm going to try.
Can you get Baldy and Smoke on the line for me? Smoke had something he had to say this morning.
Can you put me in the power room so I can give you I think I got Baldy number.
Yeah, I got Baldy. I want to talk to Smoke. He talking to Noah this morning about y'all boys, so I want to get him on.
By who? Let Ace. Put me in the power room so we can get Smoke out of the
tree. What happened? Smoke, you know, on Madrid, so everybody be on like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And them boys, they was talking real good this morning. And Smoke coming down. Smoke said he going to be in the building.
But what they bring?
He about like Tony Wright. He said, y'all better watch that because he coming through.
Being in the building, yeah, what the devil? You can't disrupt nothing.
Coming out of the red money call. Same with y'all. So y'all gonna have to look out for him too.
Hello?
Is anybody else on here besides me?
CLB.
Oh, okay. CLB. I thought y'all got since I've been naming all these people names, since I started on three weeks, so they come to play with
y'all. Listen, I know you said these people are your family, right?
Yeah, they from my area. Both of my family. Yep.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Make sure you and your family real tight. Because after this weekend, after we start whooping ass down there, I don't want you to tell me you got to find your new family because you always welcome over here.
I'm a part of y'all family, too. Now, they don't get it like that. They ain't going to disown me, you know, like some of y'all little clues. They keep it real. They boys, they about like y'all. These boys, they be racing out in the street a lot. They'll take a race car racing in the street, so they always trying out type of stuff. But see, they go to the tracks that y'all don't go to. Like, they'll go to Reynolds, and they go to Cummers and LaGrange. So, you know what I'm saying? They actually go to other tracks that y'all might, you know, say y'all might want to go to because they really nice facilities. And they get down, oh, I forgot about the main tracks. Y'all know David Floyd coming in there. And I'm just going to let him say what he got to say Saturday because he bringing both of his in there, the blue and black and the all black. Y'all ain't even seen the all black one.
And well, then
Randy,
see, you know what?
What's up?
Linda. You know, David
Floyd. Randy, T5, they got the black Monte Carlo. He got his car back together. And then y'all forgetting about the Fulton boys. The Fulton boys coming in here, and they mad too. So, you know what I'm saying?
We ain't got no motors down there for DB fixing. They coming out there to pick some motors up. No, they coming to race. Oh, they coming to participate in y'all shootout. They participate. Hey, we love to have them. Ain't nothing wrong with it. We got some good boys right there. Mm-hmm. That right? That right.
But I'm just saying, there's a lot of guys coming. I don't know if y'all remember T5. He got the black Monte Carlo. Car run pretty good. He started breaking the car down like around December. So he's actually ready. He's been to the track with other people asking them what they car, but y'all gonna see black, beauty back, all together, refresh motor, and she gonna hunt. So, oh, and then you got Ed Boney. Ed Boney coming down from Atlanta. He's going to be in the building with his Malibu. So it's
got a Malibu, don't he?
That's right. So it's kind of like the guy that be with Phil, but, you know, Ed Boney is on that car because he, you know, he do good, you know, motor work or whatever, but he's bringing his car. And then you got Turbo Tim, them out of Alabama, Triple X bringing Chop, going to actually drive that car, so... I mean, it's going to be a lot of good people in the house. And then Cool Performance coming in. I don't even know how many cars they bring in. Candy Factory want to lock somebody in. I will tell you that.
Who is Candy Factory?
That's my cousin Nick's car. It's the burgundy car that's on the promo. That's Candy Factory. And then Scott bringing his own car, which is the purple car. And then you got Big Dave coming in with 24K. Then you got Keith Watkins coming in with Gold Rush. And then you got, I can't think of the other guy's name, they got the Teal Green car. So it's going to be probably from 5 to 10 cars out of Coupe Performance Count coming.
Are you talking about Big Dave with old 24K?
That's right. You know, all them boys in the same clique. That's Coupe Performance.
Oh, actually, do we want some get back from Alabama?
Yes, he wanted some get back from Lowe. You know, Lowe made that man sit there. But guess what he did? He done got ready. He ready now. You can make him wait. I don't think tension here is going to go up.
Hey, I just want to know if he wants to get back.
Them boys, they didn't get ready.
Because my big homie, he going to be in the building. And he can get some get back. Now, we ain't too bad to get no get back. He going to get some get back.
And listen. And you got to think about Biz.
Hey, Biz
going to be in the house.
Hey, Trigger Man, fan the punk out, man. Ain't nobody worried about Trigger Man. Trigger Man, fan the punk out, man.
I think,
he,
but But Naked told me he didn't know. DJ Grant said he was coming, but Naked said they had somewhere else to be. So.
Listen, we ain't heard about Butt Naked. We Butt Naked gonna see some deals before he gets to the racetrack. DJ Grant, we understand him.
I didn't leave somebody out. Y'all forgot about Dean and Brian McGee. Dean said he was in his car to the paint shop Monday, and them boys, they really trying to get everything back together because, you know, Dean had wrecked his car. But he's doing as best he can to get it back up in action. And so we're going to have Brian McGee in the building. So he want to tangle.
Listen,
man, y'all got a lot of good people that's going to be in that building that's ready to run.
And I can tell you one thing. Win, lose, or draw, I know it's five cars. And anybody you name can get it however they want to get it that day.
Okay.
So if they come in there, they gonna get some action.
Well, 10-4, and you already done told them what Tony Wright said, so I don't even have to repeat that.
Hey, but do I really think Tony gonna show up? Hell no. But if he
I don't know, but
I guarantee you he's gonna be disappointed.
But listen, though, this is different. He made up his own decision on his own. He won't call her, and no one has begged him to. When I got to the track Saturday, you know, I got the flyers in my hand. He was like, I said, you know what this is? He said, yeah. He said, tell everybody they ain't safe. I said, so you coming? He said, yeah, I'm coming. You going to have some girls there?
Hey.
I said you would. You show up, and yeah. You know why that man said he was coming?
Yeah. Why Tony Wright said he was coming? Because he heard Lowe wasn't going to be there, so he said he was going to come. Anyway, Lowe was going to be there. Tony Wright, you ain't got to hear about them. He don't want to see that movie no more.
Well, you know what? If they don't come, like I say, we only send an invitation to everybody. And no matter where they go, like I said, I hope everybody have a good show that day. But we already know what we know, and we know what we got, and what we got to work with, and what it is that we got to do, and why we doing what we doing. We still going to be happy.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a good time, huh? Have a good time, fellowship, kick a little ass. Hey,
that's
now,
right.
after this weekend, Chris Jones is going to go, he going to put the cigars down. He ain't going to smoke no more.
Hey, not only you going to put them cigars down, you going to make him put that car down, too.
Hey, he's going to have to keep it on the ground. He's going to have to keep it on the ground.
I ain't worried about that.
Hey, Cool. Listen.
Yes, sir, I'm listening.
You've been smoking cigars since I've been a little boy, right? So he's going to make add to our two look like folks. Do what I want you to do. You get your asshole blowed out. You can't smoke for the rest of the year.
So I ain't worried about that. You might worry about me about cigars. I done told you, man.
I keep me some acid in the trailer now. If you know anything about cigars, everybody know about acid. But I tell you this now, Chris. You ain't say yeah or no. On I-2, yes, I-2 look like soap. And then,
I say, I ain't gonna have to test my car. I'm gonna have to make a shake down there.
Listen, Chris, listen. Hey,
I done told you.
Yeah, listen. Let me ask you a question. Man, you've been doing this a long time. Only thing you gotta do is tell me, like you always tell me. Yes, sir, boss, it's a deal. It's a deal. You ain't gotta see you at the track. I'm gonna see your black ass head.
Like I said, I ain't avoiding you, but you're gonna get your bet. But like I said, I need to check one more thing.
Okay, Chris, I'm respect that. Can I get you to the one bit? If you get your asshole blown out, you can't smoke no more cigars for the rest of the year.
You know I'll be your trailer. You ain't got to worry about that.
Answer the question, Chris. If you get your asshole blown out, you can't smoke no cigars for the rest of the year.
I can't take that, boy. I ain't worried about that. They bought me about cigars. I ain't worried about that shit, though.
What kind of cigars you smoke?
It's pretty sweet.
Any,
like I said, I ain't worried about that.
Okay, so it's a
that,
bet.
That's how I push
it. Miss B, I'm trying to get into betting or something, Miss B. Hey, Chris, so it's a bet.
Well, bad influence. Bet that man something. He's betting something bad influence. Bet him a little bit.
Chris, we don't yeah. bet that. You can't smoke for the rest of the year.
I don't make bets like that.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Chris? I'm gonna take that as a yes because I know you're a bad man. You just don't want to make that bet on the phone. But you're a bad man, so I'm going to take that as a yes because you ain't never not turned down not one of my bets before.
Like I said,
I'll
video trailer. Did you hear me? I'll video trailer.
I'm
going to
take that
but
as
y'all
a ain't yes. Gonna
bet
I'm gonna
bet that
nigga
bet some food. Dinner or something.
Yeah, I might have
seen it. He already knew. He owe me on the food bill or not, now. I just let him stack up, because one thing about him, he will pay his debt. He's a good old boy. I just let him stack up, so when I get poked, he can feed me when I come home.
Let me ask y'all a question. We got over three people over this song talking. Where's Twinkle Eyes? Where's Trigger Man? Okay, we tried to call Sid twice. Hey, did they pull in the prop room to see? Can they find me, Nard and Smoke?
I might be here to dance, but if you lose, you call me back.
Hey, did y'all seen the weather, man? Hey, Chris, the weather's on went from 60-70% down to 14% today. And now you look at the weather map, they got a nice little sun on it, man. That's a good spin on it, man. That's what I've been waiting to see, man.
We've been praying, because we good praying, hopeful people. We know what it takes to get that. You just can't ask for what you want. You got to always ask. And so that's why we've been praying. We've been praying people.
So, with that being said, and on a positive note, I think, I don't know where Coochie, but I know he's about to his time limit. It's 9:10. Hey, Coochie, you on?
Oh, shit. You're gonna get me muted off the show.
We lost Lady A and Coochie.
I hope we lost the person working the board and the host.
Yeah.
There's no way because we still talking. In that case, well, I'll be cut off.
I'm here.
But there she go.
Hi,
everybody. I like big girls, but I can't. Oh, get the song on, y'all. Lady A.
Yes.
Get you pull, Trevor, daughter? In the private room.
Can I? I'm sorry, Missy. What did you say? I was looking at the text. Okay.
I'm sorry. I should need name. He's a government name. Did you pull a crew chief into the private room and y'all try to locate dead people?
No, he's on, but I don't hear him. And the board is actually closed, so I can't call out.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I couldn't believe it. Everybody that's on the show right now, these boys be on at exactly 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock is made with everybody be on. I'm telling y'all, they've been talking a whole lot of, but they ready to put down and do it. So if any of you guys interested, if y'all be up that time of the morning, I'm telling you, they be on from about 6 o'clock to 12 noon. They call it every morning probably about 6:54. And they ready to do it. These are people, they be in rooms, they be everywhere. These boys, they just want to race, and they all will be there present. They will be there. This coming Saturday, June the 8th,
down in Macon, Macon National Dragway, in Tweed County. Burke County is coming in. They shoot out in a grudge fest for anyone and everybody. All shapes, sizes, and forms. They don't care. 28 or 29, as long as your nitrous can have any suspension, your zips can't be a turbo, and you can't have a chassis car. Other than that, you can get in the shootout. They ain't worried about it. Street cars. All street cars, counting all street cars. Y'all don't have to run from the opposite end of the track. Come on down and play with the other street cars from the area. $500 a win with a $50 entry. A lot of people are excited about this street car race. And then you're going to have Doomsday Grudge War. Pick your man and have at it. You already got Trigger Man Bam Bam locked in with these out of Chicago. They going at it. You got Big Low, a.k.a. Twinkle Eyes, going up against Stan with Golden. Showtime.
Hey, Miss B.
Yes, sir.
Big Low also might have a little action with a white boy if they get their cop back from my understanding.
You know I knew that. We didn't want to scare the people.
No, you know, we got to let them know. You know, Low got a lot of action going on this weekend. And,
okay, we'll let them know. Tell them people what's going to happen between the white boys. All they got to do is get a right, and that's another grudge race going down. Mandrell tried to lock in. I can't think of dude's name, but I'm telling you, it's a lot of good stuff going to be going on. You got some people who want to lock in. They didn't want to do it on the phone. They wanted to wait until they get there at the track. So all I can say is bring your car and bring your little bankroll.
I think AJ coming down there with a street car, ain't it, Chris?
Yep.
AJ coming down there from Burke County. He coming down there with a street car. He bringing two years. He's a bad young man coming up in his race, gang. Got to give props out to AJ for coming to the race and bringing some action. But
The Green Machine coming. They're from Burke County. The Green Machine coming. I'm telling you, and Won't Bust a Great Racing from Burke County area, they coming too. So it's a lot of people coming from Burke County way, but it's a lot of people from this way too that's going to come and try to accommodate them boys in that way.
Well, I can tell you one thing. The woo man gonna be in the house, ain't
he? No. Stand corrected. He hit me up while we've been on the show, and something came up within the family, so he's handling it right now. He don't know it, but he is loading up stuff now, making it like I told him. Family come first, but the woo man, I think he coming in with the golf cart with music blasting and the coolers. Because he said people looking for the woo-woo man. He said he important. People looking for the woo-woo man.
He's definitely doing that. Well, I'll tell you what, man. We know we over coochie the time on the way here. And Lady A, if you could take us on out. Lady A, you there?
How fast?
If you could take us on out, I think we over coochie time. If you could take us on out.
Yeah.
On a good note, we'll see y'all this same channel, same time next week, and we'll be talking about how much ass somebody's ass done got kicked or some ass done been whooped.
I want to see some good drug action, not drag, but drug. Next week, y'all will be able to tell who got drugs by their arm.
Sign Chris up for that. That
tell
how
you
got drug
action.
By the
arm. Tell your phone now. I love you guys.
Say there's gonna be a different story. You watch what I tell you.
Okay. I love all of y'all. I enjoy being on the phone with y'all. But now it's time for for me to get some us time, and we're finna watch Cars 2. Yeah, it is what it is.
Miss
B, I
child. All right, 10 folks. Chris, you got your last final comment? Chris, you got some final comments, Chris?
Be there. Tune in.
All right, 10, folks. All right. I'm going to shut this show down for Crew Chief. And I'll see y'all next week. Same channel, same time. Until next week, y'all be good.
Therefore, be good. Be safe, folks.